We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
What did you like better, Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back?
Empire.
Blasphemy.
Empire had the better ending. I mean, Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father, hand gets frozen and taken away by Boba Fett. It ends on such a down note. I mean, that's what life is, a series of down endings. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
There you go.
All right, it's Jay Stu and Sarah J.
Hello.
We're here at the Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Yes.
And very excited to be here with a guy I've admired since seeing him first in Clerks back in the 90s, Mr. Brian O'Halloran. How's it going?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
First off, I got to ask you, when you were younger,
did you have shitty jobs that would have helped you for the role in Clerks?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I started off doing like paper route as a kid. Then I worked at a fast food chicken joint.
Oh, me too.
I worked for a cookie manufacturer at one time, doing setups for different stores. I did supermarket a job I did for like 4 years.
Oh, wow.
I worked almost every job you can do in a supermarket. So yeah, I've had my share of retail customer service interactions that have not go well.
Nice. Now, everything I've ever read about the movie, you guys had a crazy shoot, you did long nights, then a lot of you had day jobs.
Like, correct.
How was the experience for you, actually?
Well, if you watch Clerks again, there's a scene where I come back after, I ask Randall to watch the show while I go change for my date with Caitlin, and you come back and I'm just sick as a dog, and you can see me sniffling through the line. So I'd gotten a wicked head cold at one point where it was kind of interfering the last 3 days of shooting or so.
Okay.
All right, now, in the original movie, Dante died. Like, spoiler for anyone that's not seen it. I'm guessing you were pretty happy when you found out he didn't?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I remember when Kevin first gave me the script to read, and when I got to that part, I hated it when I read it. I'm like, oh, why would you kill this guy off? And I understood his point. He wants to make a serious, ironic kind of meaning, which was, look, here was the poor bastard was being called in on his day off, and he gets killed. So, yeah. Which happens daily at convenience stores. So it's something that really does happen. Kevin really worked. Okay. At that store, and that was his day job, especially as we did it. So.
Wow,
man.
Yeah.
I know we were at the panel yesterday. I guess Clerks 3 isn't happening, which is sad. Where do you think Dante would have been all these years later?
Oh, I know where it was. I mean, we had a script done and ready to go. So I know where he was taking him, and it was it's a great story. And, you know, I'm hoping that for some reason everybody comes to their senses and we can come back and approach Clerks 3 again. But in the meantime, we'll be working this September on another Jay and Silent Bob reboot movie.
Yes.
So
right.
That'll be our future of those characters.
Yeah, I just want to say, as a dad, I thought it would have been really interesting to see how Dante reacted to
the kid. And Kevin did do a great little aspect of where they would be as fathers and uncles and all this other stuff.
And it was really cool to learn at the panel that you guys might be doing a Vulgar, too.
Yes, that's right. Brian Johnson, writer, director, and co-star of the original Vulgar that we did back in 2000. Also one of the main stars of Comic Book Man and AMC.
Yep.
We got to talking within the last year and a half or so at how great the cult following has grown of the original Vulgar movie that we did, and that he's thinking about and in the process of writing a script for a Vulgar sequel. So we're probably, by the time we get the script done and financing and ready to shoot, that probably won't shoot until 2018, but in the meantime, it's in the works. Definitely.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
Great. And it was really interesting when you said that even Howard Stern was disturbed by the first one.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when something like Howard Stern says, hey, guys, I couldn't finish halfway through it because it was so disturbing. It's the greatest endorsement you can get.
Yes, he was telling me about the movie Vulgar, and I was like, no. Oh, no.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
For those out there listening, if you know, it's a movie called Vulgar, written and directed by Brian Johnson, produced by Kevin. Kevin makes a heavy cameo in it. A lot of the people, Jason Mewes makes a cameo. A lot of the people you know from the Views universe pop into it. Walt Flanagan from Comic Book Man.
Okay.
Many different people. So if you get a chance, try to find it. Or if you see me at cons, I usually sell copies. The original theatrical release, uncensored version. It's a great watch. It's not for everybody. It's definitely not a family-friendly film.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll definitely give you a different aspect of me as an actor as well.
Cool. Now, I have a question. You, I was told, do theater, and that's how you got your start, was in theater.
Correct.
And you're still doing theater.
Yes, I do. I try to do at least one play a year.
Oh, cool. Do you prefer live theater over movie, or...
Well, my bank account loves movies because they pay better. While theater, as an actor, it's like going to the gym. This is where you get the feel of the audience. You get feedback. If it's a comedy, you're getting the laughs. If it's drama, you feel the tension in the theater and stuff. So, and plus, you're taking a character from beginning to end every night. So you get to tell the story in order as opposed to film or television, which a lot of times you're shooting out of order, which is much more taxing for the actor. But so I prefer it. I mean, I always love live audiences in general. I also do stand-up comedy, so it's the same thing where it's a live audience type of feel to it.
Yeah, so that instant response.
It's the instant gratification involved. But once again, theater doesn't really pay that well, while film and television does.
Okay, cool.
Well, I don't want to take up much more of your time. I just wanted to say it was great seeing you here in Canada.
Not at all. I always enjoy coming to Canada. I've done conventions in Ottawa, and I've done conventions in Edmonton and Cornwall. And every time I come up to Canada, it's always a great response. It's really
wonderful.
The VUSQ fans up here are really tremendous. It's an amazing country. And today, especially this whole weekend here in Niagara Falls, the promoters and the people couldn't have been any nicer, taking us out on helicopter rides and boat rides.
Oh, cool.
So I got to do a lot of the sightseeing things before today's early rain. Came in on this last day, but I would be back in a heartbeat, and I would recommend anybody coming up, especially to the Niagara Con.
It was great. One more question, Do you like poutine?
Oh, I love poutine. Poutine is awesome. I had it the first time I had it was in Toronto when I did a movie called Drop Dead Roses back in 2000.
Okay.
And, I've always been. You can't go wrong with potatoes, cheese, and gravy.
No. And if you ever get to Quebec, they have different variations of poutine. That
leave it to the Quebecians to. So it's changed.
Right
on.
All right, well, nice meeting you. We can't wait to see you in future projects.
See you then.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.